You're listening to Family Talk, the radio broadcasting division of the James Dobson Family Institute. I am that James Dobson, and I'm so pleased that you've joined us today.
Welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, and Family Talk is the listener-supported radio program of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. Well, it's the middle of August now, and you know what that means. Schools all over the country are beginning to open up this month for another school year filled with hope and anticipation from parents and teachers, and perhaps a few jitters and anxieties from our young children and precious students as well. Maybe you're the grandparent who's doing drop-off or pickup duty, or perhaps you're the mom or dad who has taken on the noble calling of homeschooling your kids this year. Well, no matter who you are, we ask you to be in prayer for everyone invested in the education of our youth, and we join you in those prayers and have dedicated this entire week of Family Talk programming to Back to School. And on that note, today we are bringing you a classic conversation that Dr. Dobson recorded in 2015 with Fern Nichols, Sally Burke, and 25 other women who represented the ministry of Moms in Prayer. What a special organization with a perfect name. These ladies support, equip, and encourage mothers to be in prayer for their children as well as their children's schools. Today, we are going to hear primarily from founder Fern Nichols about the humble beginnings of Moms in Prayer, because we all know that God loves to use the humble. We'll also hear a little bit from Sally Burke, who has served as the president of Moms in Prayer since 2015. So let's join Dr. Dobson right now as he introduces his guests on today's edition of Family Talk.
I need to let our listeners know what's going on here in this studio at this moment, because this is a very exciting moment for me for more reasons than one. I am surrounded by 27 beautiful ladies who are moms and who care about prayer, and especially prayer for their children. And we're going to talk about that today. Now, Fern Nichols is also here, and some of our listeners will remember her because she's worked with me. My goodness, I don't know how many programs we've done, Fern. Do you recall?
A lot of wonderful programs.
And the first time was in 1988.
Yes.
And you brought 13 with you last time.
Yeah, it was 12 or 13, and a nice group, but Colorado really came out in full force.
Yeah, right. Well, you have 27.
Yeah.
Actually, 25 with you and your successor who's here, Sally
yes.
Burke. And we're going to meet her today. You are the founder of Moms in Touch. You don't call it that anymore. You call it Moms in Prayer.
Yes.
And the first time I met you, you came to the ministry and we got acquainted, and you had this gang of ladies with me.
Yeah.
And you didn't really have an organization at that time.
No.
You all just got together to pray.
Well,
you didn't have a name. It wasn't Moms in Touch at that early day.
Well, it actually was. Huh. It was Moms in Touch, and we used the word touch.
You mean when you came to the...
Yes.
I'm talking about when you first began praying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. No, we just got together and prayed, and then we had to tell other moms. So it was like this grassroots telling other moms. It actually started in British Columbia, Canada.
Really?
Yeah. And so, and then they were saying, oh, we need this for our school. Can you come to my house? I'll bring some moms. So I'd go to their house and share. We don't talk the hour. There's no gossiping. This is a time of prayer and seeking God.
You weren't
God.
There for cookies and all kinds
no.
of other things. You went there to pray for your kids in their schools.
We were in a tense battle.
Well,
see,
you are today, too.
And boy, I tell
that
you,
after has not changed.
Oh, boy. And yeah. that's why I'm very excited to see what God's going to do the next 30 years if he tarries.
Yeah.
So we got together and just prayed our little hearts out, and other moms wanted it for their schools. I shared with them what we did the hour, how we prayed the four steps of prayer.
It was breathtaking, wasn't it, Fern?
It was breathtaking, but it was so exciting because you know what? I was so blessed to be able to give these moms hope. Hope that prayer was the answer, that we cried out to an almighty God in the powerful, authoritative name of Jesus, using the Word of God, and things changed.
rapidly.
Rapidly.
It just spread across the United States and then went international, didn't it?
Yes, but God so used you, Dr. Dobson, and what a privilege for me to be able this day to thank you in front of tens of thousands that are in this ministry, that you caught the vision and had us on your program.
Repeatedly, didn't we?
Repeatedly. Yeah. And after that first program, over 20,000 responses, it was meeting a need that moms had in their hearts in wanting to protect their children.
Fern, why were you so anxious to be on our program at that time? You were doing a lot of praying about that.
Yes.
And
yes.
I didn't yet know you, but no. I'd heard good things about you. But you came there with expectations, didn't you?
Well, you know, this is how God did it. There were 35 of us in the hills with this little Moms in Touch retreat at that time. And we said, how can we keep this to ourselves? Every woman in California needs to know about this ministry. Then we started praying all across the United States. Every woman that loves Jesus needs to know about this ministry. But what about our sisters in Russia? So then we started praying for the whole world, and then it was silent. And one mom said, who can tell the women of the world? There was silence. One woman said, Dr. Dobson can tell the women of the world about this ministry. And it was like a big hurrah. Yes, Dr. Dobson. Oh, God, raise up Dr. Dobson to tell every woman in the world about this ministry.
Imagine the thrill of being able to be on the ground floor of a prayer movement for something so important as our children. Yeah. Even then they were in trouble, and the schools were in trouble. And today, again, it just takes your breath away.
And you know, there are so many things, and we can just list it all, the things that bring fear to a mom's heart about our children and what's happening in the schools and the laws that are being passed and things that are going on. But what I love about our ministry is we don't stay there. This is hope. Prayer is hope. We have a mighty God, and it says when we cry out to him, the tide of battle turns. Yep, Satan is out to steal and to kill and destroy our children. But moms are saying, no, you cannot have my child. In the name of Jesus and through your word, we ask, God, that they will not be Christians sitting on the fence, but they will be mighty women and men of God, Jesus lovers, pouring out truth to their generation.
Well, our listeners are beginning to get an idea of why I'm so excited to have you here. Describe how the ministry operates. How does a mom in Oshkosh or someplace organize and get started on gathering together to pray? First of all, do you have to ask the school for permission?
No, I so appreciate you asking that. We don't pray in the school. We pray for the school.
Yes.
Now, if you pray for a Christian school, then that's a different,
yes,
you know, situation. But what I love about this ministry, and this is God's ministry, I had no idea I was starting anything. I was just desperate for my four children. And really all I did is I asked one other mom, and I called her on the phone, and I said, Linda, will you take time out of your busy schedule to come pray with me for our kids at that junior high school? God had already prepared her heart. We thought of a few other moms, and that next week there were five of us in my home, and that was truly the humble, desperate, crying out vision of this ministry. It's his. He is raising up all these women in 145 countries. And what
are they really functioning? You have women who are gathering together,
yes,
regularly. What is it, weekly?
Yes, many weekly, or as often as they can possibly meet, because like in Moldova, you know, they have to go by the seasons because they have to plant and harvest. So sometimes they will stay all day after their church service and pray once a month, but they'll pray 3 or 4 hours. So it kind of works different with the different countries, but some countries have maybe 5 groups, some may have 5,000. So it's just what God is doing and how he is reaching the hearts of these women to gather together to pray. The multiplied prayer when in agreement before the throne is so powerful, Dr. Dobson.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the midst. His presence is there when we come together. The body of Christ is praying. And when I hear that other mom pray for my child, well, we have Kleenexes all the time because it's like, how did she know I needed that prayer for my child? Because my faith is weak right now and hers is strong. But you know what, Dr. Dobson? She's not living with that boy. So she can pray in faith.
Well, the reason I captured this vision is because I've always felt that if you could ever mobilize women, women of faith, Christian women who care about their families, if you could ever get that organized, there's no stopping it. And that's what you did, Vern, and I've always appreciated you for it.
Well, I give all the glory to God because, like I said, this is His ministry. If I or even Sally died today, it would continue because He is the one that started it. And what's so, I want to just give Him so much honor and glory is that He has brought people like you in my life to spread this news. He has brought me so many women, giftings that I did not have that were needed in what an organizational ministry would look like. And He has done that.
Well, we're going to introduce Sally in a moment, but tell me who all these women are. Are they just prayer? Not just. Are they prayer warriors or are they leaders or are they area coordinators? What are these women doing?
These women, first of all, are in a Moms in Prayer group, and they would not miss it for anything because they know the seriousness of what is happening today. And so they are in a group. Some are leaders of the group. God has called them to lead the group. Some women have said, oh, my goodness, you know, there's nobody to lead the group. And then the other lady will say, well, why don't you lead it? And she said, I've never led anything in my whole life. But what's so wonderful about our little Moms in Prayer booklet is step by step, it tells her how to do that. Then some get a bigger vision, like for their area. And they say, oh, my goodness, we have to have a Moms in Prayer group in every school in our area. So she then becomes an area coordinator. Then maybe that area coordinator gets the bigger vision. She could be then a regional coordinator over many schools. And then there's a woman that God raises up to actually have such a desire and passion and vision that every school in her state would have a Moms in Prayer group where moms were meeting to pray for every child, every teacher, every coach. And I think today we have, what, 32 state coordinators? Then we have a national director. We have country coordinators. But it's God, the Holy Spirit, that's calling them. And when they are called, they are dynamite.
Well, how did you get them all here today?
Well,
where are they from? Call out your state. Where are you from?
Colorado.
Oh, nearly all of them local.
Yeah.
Or in the state of Colorado.
In the state of Colorado.
Well, that means people drove to get here today.
Yeah, because they wanted to see you.
You're a flatterer is what you are, Vern. All right.
I wanted to see you.
Well, you've been here once before, and then, of course, you were with me at Focus on the Family a number of times, so... And now at Family Talk. Fern, you have been at this, as I calculate, for 27 years?
30 years.
30 years.
30 years.
My goodness.
I know.
And,
I have old kids.
And
so they must have an older mom.
How have they made it? Are they doing okay?
Oh, my goodness, Dr. Dobson. I can't even tell you the gratefulness in my heart of God's faithfully answering prayers for them. A couple of them went their own little direction for a while. The story I could tell you about my oldest son, who actually you aired his testimony as a prodigal and coming back to the Lord. I mean, just full-fledged to the Lord. He's a godly daddy and husband and is really Jesus' coach to kids on his team, is studying at a seminary right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, and to think of where he was, but the power of God through prayer. And I just want to encourage moms. I tell you, love them and pray for them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there are undoubtedly many, many thousands of moms who are listening to us right now who have prodigals at home.
Yes.
And they have no idea what to do because there's such anger and there's such rebellion. They go to their knees, don't they?
They go to their knees, and we have this wonderful mat illustration in Mark 2, you know, when the four friends put their paralytic friend on the mat and took him to Jesus. And the house was so crowded, they couldn't squeeze through, but they were audacious. They didn't say to the poor little man, "Oh, so sorry, Jesus is busy today, we just can't get through." No, they dug a hole in this man's roof and lowered their friend down. And I can just imagine, Dr. Dobson, them peeking down, expecting a miracle. And this is what we do every single week. We are expecting a miracle as we together pray the word and the will of God. And that's what gives us confidence and hope in our prayers.
Oh, my. That brings tears to my eyes. That is such a worthy ministry and calling. We were in the conference room before coming in here, and we talked a little bit. And you all quoted a scripture that I love. And in fact, I was looking for it and had trouble finding it just recently. And then you all come here and minister to me by quoting that scripture. It's Revelation 5, starting with
Verse 8.
Okay. Read it for us.
It says, "And when he had taken it from the four living creatures, and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints." Yeah. So can you imagine tens of thousands of little groups of moms and the incense rising to the very throne of God on behalf of this generation of children?
It doesn't it say it's a sweet-smelling savor?
Oh, I think that's according to your... No.
That's in there. I've got to find it.
Girls, find it.
Right. Just think about that. Think about what the Lord has offered to us here.
Yes.
He is saying that you have loved ones who are away from the Lord, away from the faith. You can put a prayer in those golden bowls, and they will be there. Yeah, whether you found it in the scripture or not, I'm telling you, that becomes a sweet-smelling savor.
I believe you.
Okay. But what an opportunity.
I kind of imagine it like this. So here's my golden vase, my golden bowl for Ty. And I am praying for this boy to give his heart back to Jesus and love him with all his heart. And then another mom comes, and she starts pouring her prayer in that same bowl. And then another mom comes, and that the incense, can you imagine, for just that one child coming before the Lord? And it drips over the side, and I'm saying, "Bring me another bowl."
And you filled a lot of them through the years.
Oh, with a lot of tears, too.
Okay. Now, let's go back to what we were just talking about. 30 years that you've been doing this work, and you're going to step back or step down?
I'm stepping back. And what I'm so excited about is, again, the providential work of the Lord in this ministry. It's His ministry. He began it, and I've seen His faithfulness for 30 years, and He's continuing to do so. About 6 years ago, the Lord laid upon my heart that I really needed to seriously pray about succession in light of not only touching the next generation, but what God had, you know, for me. And what's so exciting is the Holy Spirit does speak, right?
Yeah.
In June, it was like the Holy Spirit said, "Now's the time." And the reason why now is the time is God had raised up Sally Burke 25 years ago, and you're going to hear a powerful testimony from her. And she was
and
just...
And she's sitting here.
And she's sitting here, right here. And she, as a young area coordinator, did a Moms in Prayer event and asked me to come speak. So I expected, you know, maybe 50 to 100 women or something. We'd come to this church and there were like 500 women. And she did amazing things through the power of the Holy Spirit as she just in that whole valley, all of the schools that were covered. 6 years ago, we needed a director for our international ministry because it was just exploding. The Holy Spirit laid upon my heart, Sally. No other name came to my mind. Mm-hmm. And so she has been actually on staff working at headquarters for 6 years. I got to see her up close and personal. She is a servant leader. She loves God with all of her heart, and she is so passionate about this ministry that I knew that I knew that I knew. I didn't tell my board who God had laid upon my heart because I wanted God to speak to them so that the confirmation would truly have been, yes, this is God's chosen woman.
All right. You have also changed the name, yes, of Moms in Touch.
Yes. We changed the name of Moms in Touch. It wasn't translating touch very well. And so
you mean internationally?
Internationally, yeah. It wasn't, you know, translating. And we thought, well, why don't we just say what we do? Moms in Touch, people would say, well, what's that?
Yeah.
When we say Moms in Prayer,
that communicates.
That definitely communicates.
Okay, Sally, welcome.
Thank you.
How long have you been in this responsibility now?
Just about a month and a half.
Yeah, and you're the president now.
Yes. Yes, I am.
And now let's talk a little bit about your background, because I think it's really interesting. You have been a space engineer for the space shuttle.
That's correct.
How in the world did you get from there to here?
When I had my second, I guess when I had my first child, I was just a burden to raise my child and come home from work. Anybody can put a space shuttle up, but not anybody can raise my child. And so I just desired to come home and put my children first.
Do you miss the hubbub and the excitement of this space program?
Oh, Moms in Prayer has so much more than you could ever imagine. I got to.
You really mean that?
Oh, with all my heart. Lives are so transformed through these four powerful steps. You know, when a woman gets to know who God is by name, by attribute, by character, not only according to the scripture, but she witnesses it answered.
Yeah.
She sees that her God is all-sufficient God. These dear, precious women in Uganda were living in garbage dumps. One of our Moms in Prayer mommies shared the four steps with them. The next year she went there, they were living in apartments, and she goes, oh, my goodness, how'd that happen? They said, we believed that God could provide for us. So they learned Jehovah Jireh, that he provided for them. And each one of our four steps forever changes a life. That woman is changed. Then her school is changed. Her culture is changed. In my kids' elementary school, I have to share this with you. God placed on a burden for us to pray for our kids. Well, then he expanded our heartbeat for every child on that campus. And it was so sweet of him because it was like, may every child hear the good news. Well, I didn't know that there were good news clubs. I was pretty new to the faith when I came to Moms in Prayer. And so we just kept praying. Every child, may they hear the good news. Pretty soon we had a yearbook. So we got to pray for them by name. Well, within a couple of years, God brought us a good news club on this public school campus. Over 100 kids would come here, there. They would hear the good news. And I got the great privilege of volunteering. And at first I was handing out snacks. Well, so many kids wanted to receive Jesus. They said, we need you over here. And so I'd look at one of these little faces that I had prayed for. And I would ask them, what do you want? I want Jesus. And so then I got to take my little ring and put it in my hand.
That's thrilling.
Isn't that? I mean, it's so exciting. And I said, nobody can snatch you out of the Father's hand. I see them today, and they are now graduating from college. They're in ministry. Their hearts are still so excited for Jesus, and they know it's because of an answer to prayer. They still stay connected with me. One young lady, it was my son's best friend, and she went on to college not knowing Jesus. And she writes me this letter. You are my spiritual mommy. I know you prayed. This is why I received Jesus. Now, that is something that's far greater than anything you can imagine.
Well, that concludes today's program, which was the first half of Dr. Dobson's conversation with Fern Nichols and Sally Burke, discussing the founding and the impact of the group that they lead called Moms in Prayer International. It was in 1984 that Fern Nichols began intentionally praying for her junior high-aged kids. Over 30 years later, her little prayer group has actually become a global ministry. Moms in Prayer is now under the leadership of Sally Burke, who has been president since this interview was first aired in 2015. If you were encouraged by what you heard today, won't you consider joining a Moms in Prayer group near you? Or if there isn't one near you, maybe even think about starting one. There is nothing that we can't do that's more impactful for our kids than praying for them and asking God to lead them during their time here on earth. You can find more information about Moms in Prayer at drjamesdobson.org/family talk or give us a call at 877-732-6825. Thank you again so much for listening today. It is back to school week here on Family Talk, so please tune in again tomorrow to hear the conclusion of Dr. Dobson's interview with Fern Nichols and Sally Burke of Moms in Prayer. So moms and dads and students everywhere, be encouraged. And until tomorrow, may God continue to richly bless you and your family as you grow in relationship with Him.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.